Trumpeter Ron Miles comes from Boulder, Colorado, where he played in a lot of bands and made a few records for regional labels, which didn't attract so much attention, despite his good chops on trumpet and quirky perspective on music. Then he got hired by guitarist Bill Frisell for his quartet. Now Ron Miles makes records for a big label.
Years ago, most jazz musicians were in agreement about rock and roll. It was the devil's music. Not because of rude lyrics or anything like that, but because rockers were getting a lot of the gigs jazz musicians used to get. But even those jazz musicians in sympathy with rock, or at least hoping to cash in on it a little, didn't always have a good ear for it. They would have sounded just as unconvincing playing country and western. That was then. By now, two generations of improvisers have come up with rock in their blood. Trumpeter Ron Miles is one. He knows rock influence is not just a matter of loud guitars and a backbeat from the drums. It's also about putting some feeling into songs with repeating melodic hooks and, by jazz standards anyway, very simple chord progressions. This is from Mommy on Top on Miles' new album called Woman's Day. That owes a lot to the Miles Davis of the 70s, even if Ron Miles here favors a more outgoing trumpet style. Ron Miles hears a continuum of American popular music, spanning jazz and rock and cowboy ballads. There is a resemblance between his country-inflected tunes and those of guitarist Bill Frisell, in whose band Miles works and who plays on Miles' new album. But the trumpeter was already involved in blurring such genres on the Eastern Colorado jazz scene where he came up. Miles has a real knack for titles. This tune is called Jesus, I Want to Go to Sleep. Such unguarded material puts all the more pressure on a soloist to find something tart to say. Ron Miles can do it by placing his beats where you don't expect and developing familiar phrases in unexpected ways. This is from Belly. Thank you. maybe the best thing about Ron Miles' rock and country borrowings is that he doesn't force the issue on every piece or take himself too seriously. Nowadays, of course, the jazz CD bins are bulging with self-conscious Americana and homages to old rock bands. When a major jazz label puts out a record of Crosby, Stills, and Nash covers, you know a trend is out of hand. Ron Miles keeps a sense of perspective the easiest way there is, playing what feels natural, no matter how much work goes into the execution.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed trumpeter Ron Miles' new release, Woman's Day, on the Grammavision label.